Our book critic, Maureen Corrigan, has a couple of recommendations for adults, two new suspense novels.
From that ultimate Cold War white-knuckle novel, Failsafe, to the current primetime TV political soap, The West Wing, the genre of the Washington thriller has defined itself through certain stock images. A rainy nighttime scene in which the Capitol is shrouded in mist, an anxious pajama-clad president talking on the red phone, and finally, often a subplot involving the president's daughter, wife, or mistress, whose life is sacrificed in exchange for the continued well-being of the galaxy, or at least New York City. But those of us who live in Washington, D.C., know that another city coexists alongside the cosmopolitan capital. Our familiar Washington is a tumble-down town whose history of corruption, underfunded municipal services, stark racial divides, and greasy palms provides the material out of which great, though smaller-scale, suspense stories are made. Two sharp-eyed thriller writers have spotted their hometown city's seedy literary potential. Shame the Devil by George Pelicanos and Chaos Theory by Gary Crist take place on the streets of a Washington, D.C. that only its residents know and fear. You might call them way inside the Beltway thrillers. For a D.C. resident, reading George Pelicanos is a little like listening to the local news. He captures not only the city's characteristic mishaps, but also its tone. The hollow feeling of the suburbs and slums of a city where no one is really in charge. Shame the Devil is Pelicanos' eighth novel set in Washington, and it's a winner, fast-paced and packed with vividly drawn criminals and potential victims. The crime that sets the story in motion is bungled, appropriately enough for a city where lots of things don't work. In the summer of 1995, a vicious ex-con named Frank Farrow and his partner, Roman Otis, hold up a restaurant in well-heeled Northwest Washington. But when the owner pulls a gun on the crooks, they shoot him dead and then execute all the employees. Meanwhile, outside the restaurant, a D.C. cop spots the getaway car, and in the gun battle that ensues, kills the driver, who's Farrow's dumb younger brother. Farrow and Otis escape, but Farrow vows revenge. Fast forward to 1998. Since the murders occurred, relatives of the slain employees have been meeting weekly in an informal support group. When Farrow decides it's time to emerge from hibernation to avenge his brother's death, the safety of the group is jeopardized. Sure, the plot of Shame the Devil is contrived, but you hardly notice because Pelicanos is such a terrific writer. His main characters, particularly his anti-hero, a small-time private eye named Nick Stefanos, are so compelling and pockmarked by moral failings that you don't just feel like you know them, you feel like you were them in some other life. Minor figures are rendered memorable in a few assured strokes. For instance, describing a police detective who's killing an afternoon at a bar, Pelicanos writes, "There were certain kinds of drinkers who had a sleepy kind of cruelty in their eyes." As for suspense, well, reading Shame the Devil is a great yoga exercise. You inhale on page one and don't fully exhale until the penultimate chapter. In between, there are murders, double crosses, and one of the most restrained yet sadistic sex scenes I've ever read, involving nothing kinky, just a very loose thumbnail. Chaos Theory is also a winner, a bit less hard-boiled perhaps, but no less grim in its estimation of Washington. Like Shame the Devil, it's situated primarily in Northwest D.C., the city's most affluent and whitest quadrant, as if to imply that the lawyers and other symbol analysts who live there shouldn't feel too smug about their burglar alarms. When the novel opens, two Northwest high school students, Dennis Monroe, who's black, and his friend Jason Rourke, who's white, give in to a daredevil impulse and take a drive at night into the city's netherworld to buy a few joints. But they choose the wrong street dealer. He pulls a pistol on them, and the boys take off in their car, slamming the dealer into a parked car and, they assume, killing him. Matters get worse when the next day they learn that the dealer was an undercover cop. Except, and here's the curious thing, the dead cop's picture in the newspaper doesn't match up with the boy's memories of the dead dealer's face. Aided by their sexy and hard-nosed high school journalism teacher, Dennis and Jason gradually realize they've stumbled into the thick of an evil identity-swapping scheme run by some of D.C.'s own municipal agencies. Chaos theory stirs up real terror, particularly because we see much of the action through the eyes of teenagers for whom the world feels out of control even on a good day. Chaos is just another word for opportunity, says one of the bad guys, explaining to Dennis why Washington is such a fertile city for corruption. Given that Washington is also still such a segregated city, it's striking that both Pelicanos and Crist populate their superb thrillers with an integrated cast. It's as if in the midst of all this depravity and violence, both novelists also wanted to give their readers a utopian vision of transformed race relations in the nation's capital.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Shame the Devil by George Pelicanos and Chaos Theory by Gary Crist. Coming up, Milo Miles reviews the new Stevie Wonder box set. This is Fresh Air.